With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. For students struggling with food insecurity, winter break can mean going without meals they'd get if they were in school. The Roaring Fork School District's Family Resource Center works to provide families with enough food for the holidays while also directing them to outside resources, like the local food pantry, Lift Up. Students at Sopris Elementary and Carbondale Middle School were also doing their part. First graders at Sopris Elementary collected just under 600 pounds of food that was delivered to district families, and Carbondale Middle School students donated over 400 non-perishable items to Lift Up. Last year, the Family Resource Center worked with about 800 families. Last winter was historic when it came to avalanches. While it's unlikely the state will see the same amount of avalanche activity this year, the dangers are already starting to show. The Glenwood Springs Post Independent reports that Grand Mesa is one of the few areas of the state to be ranked with considerable avalanche danger by the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. On Thursday, a snowmobile triggered a small snow slab slide in the Grand Mesa area, and skiers triggered a larger avalanche near Kebler Pass. The avalanche danger comes from both new, freshly fallen snow and a weak snowpack underneath, according to the report. With more snow since Christmas Day, the danger can increase. I'm Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.